I am Adrien Garcia, entrepreneur, designer, and co-founder of the clothing brand Réuni. And you are listening to The Bold Way. The future belongs to those who question the established order. But how do you reinvent the rules, create iconic projects, and work that will make history? The Bold Way is the podcast that gets into the minds of those who excel in the field. Fashion, entertainment, food, design, art, or business. Their common points? Hard work, boldness, innovation, and a particular focus on creativity and aesthetics. My mission is to dissect their methods and mindset through long, unfiltered interviews to give you the keys to their success and inspire you to create your own path. The Bold Way is more than just a podcast. It's a movement that encourages everyone to find their own way, carve their own path, and innovate in their field. The Bold Way is where creativity and innovation meets business. Enjoy the episode.
I want to come back to photography. You are a photographer.
Well, I'm a creative director that takes pictures.
That's different.
Yeah.
How to make a good picture, how to make a good image. For example, coming back on the last campaign you shoot, I mean, the last campaign we are seeing now on the media with Giselle. What was the idea behind and how you worked to that, to make this picture?
Oh, yeah, it's a good question.
What has been the creative process?
Well, this is an interesting question because I thought about this a lot actually in my career, because I've had different scenarios where, you know, being art director and you hire good photographers and then you hope that it's going to be good, or sometimes it is, to trying to do it yourself. And I will say, like, you know, I like taking pictures. It suits my personality and so forth. But I am a creative director that takes pictures, not a photographer in that sense. And this out of respect of photographers, I really respect amazing photographers, right? Because I don't, you know, I don't have a unique expression in the pictures. I do it. This is a solution. But when you start your own brand, it's also like you don't have any money and stuff. So of course, if I could work with Steve Meisel all the time, or, you know, some of my heroes, I would. But it's not just possible. So it's a necessity at some point. But I like it. But what I've learned, if anything, and I can tell you about the Giselle thing, but is it really is what you put in front of the camera. As I said before, it's not about the camera. It doesn't even have to be about the light that much. It really is like how you put it together. You know, what's the like, does it make sense? Like, what's the clothes? What's the person? What's the hair? What's the makeup? Again, it's like a team effort. And if you can have a team and then everyone is on the same page to do something that is believable to that person, I think it can be a nice picture, a good picture. And this took me a long time to even understand. At the times, when I was younger, I was hoping for the best.
Yeah. What I want to understand is, I mean, the whole process when you start to think about this new campaign, what is the purpose of this campaign? What was the purpose of this campaign? Why you choose Giselle and why you choose this setup and why you choose to take the picture like that?
Yeah.
And this is what I want to understand.
Here's a very frustrating answer for you. No. Giselle is important because I think she embodies the frame woman. Very well, and I've known her for a long time, and, you know, it was the second campaign we did with her, so that was like a no-brainer. I think she's embodies what we want to stand for. She's like strong, amazing, sexy, obviously beautiful, but like she's more than just that. And I think, you know, she's not an 18-year-old model, she's a woman. You know,
I think she means something.
And I think other women likes her, and I like that, and so it felt true. The other part, the thing though with those pictures is, and this is why it's, I think, good or how it works, is that because I am the photographer and the client and the creative director on set, we can move very fast and kind of do what we want. So actually in the day when we shot Giselle, I shoot four different setups, not just one. So we built one set because I wanted like denim to be in bed and sort of I look like the boyfriend took the picture. But then saying that, because we don't have an agency and we don't have like lots of opinions, you can be very fast and very easy. So like I planned one light and then I was like, I don't like it, I changed. I don't have to ask any permission. And then Giselle likes it, like it, we go, boom, done. It's like the campaign picture was the second frame. Move on. This I love. This is having been an art director for so many years, I now understand that mostly I was probably just in the way. Like now I prefer like the best pictures. Like I've done these projects where I send a box of clothes to a photographer that is not me and go, shoot it how you like and send it back to me. It's always amazing. You know, we publish books like this with like Lambeti, Louis Weber, Chris Coles. And I prefer it. I think it's better when you work with someone, you should work with them for what they're going to do. So when we, now if I work with other photographers, I don't want to control them so much, you know. And the same thing here. We want to like be honest. And when it's good, it's good.
I'm taking the picture as well for my brand.
Great.
And one thing I'm struggling is the light.
How did you
How did you manage the light? Because I'm always doing, you know, natural light, so it's easier for me.
Yeah.
But at some point, I would like to manage a little bit more the studio light. Or did you go through this process?
It's very simple. You hire a first assistant who knows what they're doing. I have no idea how to set up the lights.
Okay.
To this day. I think a lot of photographers don't. But yeah, and then the other thing I think is that I always say is that, again, it's like to be honest with what it is. I always tell the team even, it's like, don't try to make, you know, let's say for frame, you know, we don't have like complicated styling. We don't have gala dresses or whatever it might be. If they do something without me, I said, don't try to make this look like a Steven Meisel picture. It won't. So like, let that be it. Be honest about it. Like maybe it's better to shoot with a point and shoot camera or a Polaroid or your iPhone. And that would look cooler because it's honest in that way. I think often when people try to make.
And pretend what they are not.
But it's not. It's really bad. And even with my pictures, I never try to pretend to make it complicated, you know. It's better, and that's like we shoot a lot with this, like context on, you know, on camera flash, straight on. It's kind of honest, you know, it's on film. I don't retouch the pictures, really. It's honest. I like that. Or it's, you know, if you want to shoot in studios, you know, the light effectively can come from the front, the side, or at the side, or from the back, kind of. I'm simplifying it. But I think it's important to be like honest. It's like with products, like, what is it? Am I allowed to do it? A jean is a jean is a jean. So. Don't try to take a picture of a jean and try to make it look like a short, you know, picture. So I think it's more that, like, what is right for this moment and this product and this
whatever, what sounds right,
woman you want to think. So like, you know, if you, a pair of jeans in Giselle is like rolling around in bed, like looks like a boyfriend took the picture, like I believe it. If I try to like do like complicated big hair and crazy makeup and a pair of jeans, I don't believe it, you know? And this, I think, is for me at least, is important. I mean, and I like simple things anyway. But try that.
I will do.
Or get a good first assistant.
Good first assistant and a good model.
Always good model.
Always good model.
Can't fix that.